Would you come to watch Bafana Bafana if they were to play more regularly in Cape Town, even if you knew the chances of them actually winning the game might be somewhat limited? It's a concept that's very pertinent to the fact that our young soccer players are about to embark on a journey over the next couple of days. The Kapstadt Cup opens today in Cape Town, a grassroots football festival, really the city's premier event of this kind. 120 teams participating this year in 10 different age groups, all the way from the under sevens to the under 20s. And I've got the tournament director on the line with me, Zaid Omar. Lovely to chat to you again. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Pippa. Good to have me.
So let's just reference how significant it is for a football lover to be able to go and watch a live game in their city and have the experience of watching our national players at work. How much does it mean to these youngsters that at the age of 6 or 7, they might get the opportunity to play at Athlone Stadium this week?
Yeah, that's definitely something that I am very proud of. In fact, as a young footballer myself, and I think most footballers out there dream of playing against the biggest clubs in the world on the biggest stadia. And I think for the first time in the history of South African football last year, we made that sort of dream a reality when teams from Mitchells Plain or Delft or Athlone came up against clubs like Mamelodi Sundowns or KZN Academy at the Athlone Stadium during COVID. So that was a historical achievement in my memory and in my understanding. And of course, you know, that for me is just special.
Yeah. I mean, Zaid, this event is about more than just giving youngsters the chance to play against each other. It is about exposure to a level of skill within the game. It's also this time round exposure to clubs from outside of Cape Town, I believe. Tell us a bit more about the tournament in 2022.
So yeah, for the first time in the history of the in the 11-year history of the event, we have a club from outside of South Africa participating. So it's Athletic Club from Namibia, who will be participating with the under 20 team in the competition. Of course, before the pandemic struck us in 2020, we had all the intentions of evolving the event from a local event to an international event when I traveled to the UK to confirm and get the participation of Liverpool FC's under 12s and under 14s. And then, of course, at the end of Feb, we were unable to do that as a result of the worldwide pandemic COVID-19.
Oh, I mean, it must have been such a blow after all that work, Zaid, but exciting for you to know that the steps are being taken to broaden the reach of this tournament. Obviously, for the youngsters and their family and friends, a great opportunity to see them play and perhaps to be spotted by scouts in the audience. What about the fans who want to come and watch the future Bafana Bafana players of tomorrow? Is there an opportunity for them to be part of the event?
Yes, so obviously last year there were no spectators allowed as a result of the pandemic. This year, spectators are back. They're allowed to come back in their droves. We're just about going into school holidays, so yeah. I'm expecting moms and dads and families to come out. And as you know, when you watch a 7-year-old or 8-year-old, there's an average of at least 5 people per player. Mom and dad and sisters and brothers and then, of course, grannies and grandpas. So the average for a grassroots football follower is quite significant. It's quite huge in comparison to a 20-year-old or even a professional. So the buzz around a little under 8 match or under 10 match or under 12 match is just fantastic. And that's what makes the event such a big, special and big experience.
Speaking from experience, there's nobody louder than a soccer mom, Zaid. So we make a lot of noise on the sidelines.
Yeah, and some of them can be really loud.
I include myself in that category for the record. Zaid, I mean, it's so exciting to have this event back again. The entry fee is also really low. It's only 20 Rand a ticket for adults and 15 Rand for the under 15s. Does one need to buy tickets in advance or simply arrive at the venue and buy at the gate?
So there are 5 match venues. It's Hartlepool Stadium next to the Hartlepool Hockey Stadium. It's Greenpoint at the Urban Park and the fields right next to the Athletic Stadium. And then, of course, Malta Park, the AstroTurf in front of the Black River Park Business Park. So there you can come, get a cash ticket and walk in, no problem. However, at Athlone Stadium, there's no cash ticket sales at the venue. You have to either come with your bank card and swipe, or you can buy that ticket at the other match venues for cash. So you won't be able to buy it cash at Athlone Stadium, but you can buy it in cash at the other venues or come with your bank card. Okay. The big announcement we have for the event this year is our opening ceremony on Friday evening, which happens at Athlone Stadium from around 6:30 to 8 o'clock. We have Youngster CPT performing there, wow, which is a major attraction for the youth of Cape Town and South Africa.
I would imagine you need to book in advance for that one, Zaid, because those tickets are surely going to go fast.
Definitely, yeah.
Zaid Omar, well, we wish you a fantastic tournament. Last question, very quickly. I know you've got roughly 1,700 players taking part. Are girls playing as well as boys in this event?
So our intention is, when we evolve to become an international, fully-fledged international event next year with our FIFA sanctioning, we plan to introduce a girls and ladies football as well. Facilities is a major challenge. In order for us to host ladies or girls football, we need additional facilities. And this time of the year in the Western Cape, it's quite difficult to find good quality international standard surfaces or playing surfaces in order to include the ladies or the girls football. And of course, we want to give them as or even better than we're giving the boys and the young men.
I've got a female soccer player ready to take up the challenge, Zaid. Okay. All I can say is the sooner the better, and I know there are lots of them out there. Zaid Omar, Tournament Director of the Kapstadt Cup, which kicks off in Cape Town today. Thanks for chatting to us. All the best to the players taking part, and let's hope the girls get their turn next year.